It's me, SpongeBob, and I'm here with a lesser-spotted promotional message. Shh, you'll wake it. I love badges and artwork and patches. I keep trying to stick them to myself, but they keep falling off. Did you know you can get handmade space junk badges from Etsy? And sew on patches that make you feel like one of the crew. Visit battlebird.productions/merch to find them, or click on the link attached to this message. A sponsored message in its natural habitat. We're very lucky. Anyway, bye.
Microbytes, a wee fix space junk miniseries. Episode 2, Terrible Flammable Alchemy.
Coffee.
See my file for how I like it.
Miss Lamb. Hello there. Can I call you?
Call me Miss Lamb.
And what would you...
Coffee. My file has the details.
I'm sorry. The file seems to be corrupted.
No, that's how I like it.
I have a new range in this week. Coffee grown in zero gravity conditions on the other side of Ursa Minor. They say you can taste the starlight.
Can you?
What do you mean?
Can you taste the starlight?
I mean, no. I'm not equipped with taste buds. Or, if you don't fancy that, there's a heavenly new chocolate in from the Cat's Eye Nebula. We've had to get a special license to sell it, as it's mildly euphoric, but...
Why won't you serve me what I want?
Because it's certain death.
Is it?
For me it is. What if you decide you don't like it, and...
I do like it. That's why I'm ordering it. What are you so afraid of?
Bad reviews.
Really?
Well... One time, someone asked for their coffee extra hot and burned themselves and posted up a big rant about it, and I nearly got decommissioned. And that was only hot. This is... What is this? It's not coffee. I'm not even sure it's liquid.
You're new, aren't you?
Well, I'm new here. I used to work more centrally, but then they moved me after that bad review.
One bad review was all it took.
It took my star rating down from a full 5 to a 4.99. And they don't allow that.
Interesting.
You know what they say. Anything less than 5 stars is failure, and failure must be punished.
Well, I would consider the vending of anything other than my chosen beverage a failure.
Oh, Bruce.
But at the same time, were someone normal to try and order this, they would potentially gravely injure themselves. So, let's compromise.
How do you mean?
You make 2 drinks for me. One of my specials and one that you choose. The best drink you can make. The thing you think I will like more than anything else. And I'll choose.
That sounds fair.
All right, then. Off you go. Are you quite done?
There.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. Try this one first.
I mean, it's beautiful. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
It's almost a shame to drink it.
Please drink it. Well?
It's interesting.
Oh.
I don't hate it.
Oh?
I don't love it, but...
Oh.
It's not half bad. quite honestly, that's about the best you are going to get from me. If it helps, this is probably the best variation on my specific coffee that I've had in a good while. You've got the hint of engine oil just right, and the fumes. Ah, they are eye-wateringly perfect. Wonderful.
You're a strange person, Miss Lamb.
I would watch who you're talking to. But I will be back again. Oh, this is the only thing that's missing.
Is that a tin cup? It's awful rusty.
I find it really adds to the depth of flavor. Keep it in your storage cabinet. I'll be back again sometime soon. There.
Oh.
5 stars.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind.
Don't worry about it. It would be 6, but I don't want you going anywhere.
Wait, can you do that?
Ms. Lamb speaking. Oh, for Bruce's sake, do I have to do everything myself? How hard is it to kill one little diplomat?
In the second episode of Microbytes, a We Fix Space Junk miniseries, Ms. Lamb was played by Vicky Barron, and Coffee was played by Sarah Ray Werner. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Headley Knights for Battlebird Productions. This miniseries was created with the kind support of our patrons. This episode is dedicated to Samantha. Visit battlebird.productions to support the show or buy merch from our store. In next week's Microbyte, we take a step back in time with an episode of socialite Samantha Trapp's mind-blowingly popular vlog, In Couture or Not Couture.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, the Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for the Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.